think they've played a couple teams fairly decent. Memphis doesn't impress me at all. I'm going to go with Brown City.
Yeah, I'm going with Brown City, too. They're 0-3, but they're better than their record indicates. They have played some competitive games. Memphis just hasn't been able to show anything in the Greater Thumb East, and until they do so, I'll keep picking against them.
On to the GTC West, we have a great one in Bad Axe, USA at Bad Axe.
I will stick to what I said last week. I will pick USA, and here's why. Every time I pick Bad Axe, they lose, and I pick against them, they win. So for Bad Axe's sake, I'm probably doing them a favor. I'm going to go USA. They've impressed me on both sides of the football. They got everybody back on the field again, and they've been playing a good team game, and they played pretty decent on defense. They have a chance of slowing down, not stopping, because nobody does. They have a chance of slowing down and keeping in that game. USA wins by a touchdown.
I agree, Dave, and just so our Bad Axe fans who are driving to the game, that game is actually at USA. So
excuse me.
Yeah, it is.
Don't turn around.
Don't turn around. It's actually at USA. But just to piggyback on what Dave said, USA is a team I think that's grown every single week. We've seen improvement from them. Mass improvement every single week, and we continue to see that. They really took it to Brown City last week. Bad Axe has proven that they can score, but they've also proven they cannot stop anybody on defense.
I think the game's going to start out. Bad Axe is going to be in this game, maybe leading at halftime, and I think USA makes the adjustment, comes out and scores one more touchdown. They do, steals the game by a touchdown.
Well, here's a classic one. Reese and Vassar.
Yeah, landslide. Vassar wins big time. I mean, huge win for Vassar. Reese, again, they played better last week, but they're not Vassar. Vassar is a high-powered, high-scoring team, and don't matter if their defense is good or bad, they are going to score early and often.
Pick your poison with the Vulcans. They can kill you through the air or on the ground or do both to you. I think when you look at it at the end of the year, the most complete team that the Greater Thumb Conference has.
Well, and of course, Cassidy is at Lakers tonight, and both Paul Adams and Dave Hansen. Cassidy. You guys got to start picking otherwise. You all have the same picks on tonight the whole way through. So we'll find out. It's time for a short break on the WLW Sports Network. Paul Adams, we thank you for your services. And you will actually be more comfortable than us. You have a little bit of a breeze out on the field tonight.
Yes, and I'm wearing shorts.
That too.
I'm not under the WLW dress code here.
That's right. That's right. Yeah.
It looks like you just got off the golf course, though.
It's classy, though.
Well,
with that said, it's time for a short break on the WLW Sports Network. We have kickoff in 22 minutes on your home for high school football, Sports Radio 101.
More Shoreline Chevrolet Buick M25 and Sea-Wing still has a great selection of pre-owned cars, trucks, and SUVs in stock thanks to a busy summer trade-in season.
Hi, this is Derek Holland from More Shoreline and Sea-Wing. I have a beautiful 2011 Buick Enclave. This vehicle comes with leather, heated seats, dual climate control, rear entertainment, and a power liftgate. This beautiful SUV could be yours for $18,980. So come see me, Derek Holland, and let's make a deal.
Whether you're ready for new or newer, head for the shore. More Shoreline Chevrolet Buick M25 and Sea-Wing. DS Services of Cass City is fast becoming Michigan's top source for grain bins and dryers and material handling equipment for farm and commercial operations. For anything from minor repair to a complete facilities upgrade, including site design and brand new complete systems, call DS Services. Their 22 suppliers include Stormore Grain Bins, MC and Nico Grain Dryers, and Honeyville Grain Handling Equipment. They've been building and servicing farm and commercial grain handling facilities for 3 decades. They keep a large parts in inventory and provide quality millwright services, crane rentals, and much more. Now is the time to get next year's projects in the schedule. For more information, visit dsservicesinc.com or call 989-872-3318. 989-872-3318. On-farm grain storage is a great way to add more profit to your bottom line. Call DS Services today and let them help you add margin to your success.
All right, time to hit the casino. Think I'll play blackjack first.
And that's 21. You win.
Cool. All right, next is roulette.
And it lands on black. Here are your chips, sir.
Whoa, that's my lucky day. How about the slot machine? Jackpot, all right!
right.
Sometimes the odds are just in your favor, like Thumb Cellular's 50-50 sale. $50 off any phone and 50 bonus gigs thrown in when you sign a new 4G contract. More data and less cost, all just in time for back-to-school savings. Sign up with Thumb Cellular now and get the Moto E free. And you also get $50 in-store credit. Or go more high-tech with a Galaxy S6 or the Galaxy S6 Edge. The sale may be called 50-50, but the odds of winning are 100%. Only at Thumb Cellular in Bad Axe, Carroll, Pigeon, and Sandusky, Thumb Cellular truly is the talk of the Thumb. Terms of service apply.
You're listening to the WLEW Sports Network Game of the Week. Cass City at Lakers to kick off the Greater Thumb Conference divisional play. And we start in the West in week number 4. Clark Ramsey, Dave Hansen, Doug Cole, and Kayla O'Neill with your call. We heard from Paul Adams last segment in our media roundtable. And now it's time to look at the away team, the Cass City Redhawks. The Cass City Redhawks enter week number 4 with a perfect 3-0 record. The first time that has happened since 2010. Head coach Scott Cathrell is in his fifth year in his stint at Cass City, having gone 22-19 since taking over in 2011. Over those 5 years, though, Cathrell's moved this program in the right direction, going 2-7 his first year, 5-4, 5-4 last year, making the playoffs at 7-4, and now this campaign so far 3-0.
Well, what can you say? He's building a program, and not only is he building a program, he's doing it the right way. He's slowly getting his team to winning records. Last year, 7-4, an impressive season. Off to a 3-0 start. You can't be any better than that if you're him. And remember, all three of their regular season losses last year were to playoff teams, being Harbor Beach, Bad Axe, and Lakers.
Lakers twice on top of that as
well. Well, that's absolutely right.
A successful football program is based around a strong core. At the middle of all that, is found above center, at 6'4", senior quarterback by the name of Mason Erla. He runs the offense, throws the ball, and he can run it himself.
And normally you think strong core, you think offensive line, but Mason Erla has a exceptionally large body. He throws the ball very well at 6'4", and he moves very, very well for a big guy. He can run the ball a little bit. Last week against Harbor Beach, he was just 3-for-5 passing for 64 yards, didn't really need to throw it, but did add a rushing touchdown in that game.
Erla is in good company in the backfield with perhaps some of the best running backs in the Greater Thumb West, if not the whole conference. Leading the way is the tandem of senior Sawyer Cathrell and sophomore standout Nick Perry.
You could make a case that that 1-2 punch is the best running back tandem in the Greater Thumb West. Sawyer Cathrell last week against Harbor Beach, 27 carries, 139 yards, scored twice, averaging just a little over 5 yards per carry. And Nick Perry, their sophomore they like very much, had 16 carries for 93 yards and a score. He averaged just under 6 yards a carry.
The Cass City Redhawks have seen a higher rate of return on offense and defense this season thus far. Last year, in 2014, the Redhawks were on average scoring 23 points a game. This year, Cass City's on a 27-point mean, but that would be much higher had the Memphis game not been called halfway through the second quarter. As far as defense is concerned, last year, Cassarell and the Hawks were allowing 18 points a game on defense. This year so far, just 8 points on average.
Well, and that's good. What's going to make the difference for them moving forward. We know they have enough offensive power and weapons to score. Can they slow some people down? Can they force their turnovers? Can they make stops and give that offense a couple extra possessions? That is the question if Cass City can win the GTW.
Tonight's winner gets out of the gate in the Greater Thumb West with a 1-0 lead and a first-place seat in the standings, in which could be a musical chair for the next 5 weeks. There's much more to come with kickoff in only 16 minutes away. Cass City at Lakers on the WLEW Sports Network.
Sometimes you want to go where everybody knows your name.
This is Mark Hillen at Thumb National Bank and Trust Company. When it comes to playing a game, you need a good coach to guide you to victory. Let Thumb National be your guide to financial success. Whether it be a savings or checking account, a CD, an IRA for retirement, a commercial, business, or farm loan, or trust services for your estate, let us show you the winning difference Thumb National can make for you.
You want to be where everybody knows your name.
Thumb National Bank and Trust Company, with locations in Pigeon, Caseville, Cass City, and 2 locations in Bay City, where relationships are built on trust. Member FDIC.
You wanna be where everybody knows your name.
at Main Street Cafe and Bakery in Pigeon.
We always have you in mind.
Cause we're a friend of the family.
Friend of the family.
Tuesday night, head south over the border for Main Street Cafe's Mexican Fiesta Night. You'll save mucho dinero. This south of the border fiesta is just $6.50.